name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, years ago I served in a congregation down in southern Illinois. It was a small town with a small high school, and one year our boys' basketball team was very, very good, and they advanced to the sectionals. I said to my wife, "You know, we really need to go to that basketball game. We really need to see these kids play. But we better go early if we're going to get a good seat." Well, the game was scheduled for a neighboring town. And so we went over there, we got there early. There was already a line formed. But we got in, and we walked in, and there right at the center court were a couple of good seats. So I and my wife sat down, and we just settled in, when all of a sudden someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, "You can't sit there. That's where Elmer and his wife sit." Oh, okay, not wanting to cause a scene, I moved on to another spot. And I was told the same thing. And then I moved to a third spot. And once again, I was told again, "Oh, you can't sit there. The Schmidt sit there." And I said, "Well, I'm a visitor. Where do visitors sit?" And the man, these are his exact words, the man said to me, "Well, I don't know where visitors sit. We don't get many of them." I wonder why. You know, apparently the church isn't the only one that has a problem with hospitality. In today's gospel, Jesus has sent his disciples out two by two to go through the Galilean countryside. And their job is twofold. They have two things that they're supposed to do. First of all, he tells the disciples, "You go out and you heal the sick." And secondly, "You go out and you proclaim the kingdom of God is near. And the kingdom of God can be found in Jesus of Nazareth. And if you're looking for God, all you have to do is look at Jesus." Their job is twofold. And Jesus warns them. He says, "When you go out into the countryside, not everyone's going to welcome you. Not everyone's going to receive you. In fact, you will be rejected. And when people reject you, what you should do, just shake the dust on your feet and move on to the next village." And then he wraps up his little talk, his instruction with them, and he says, "You will find the welcome. Somewhere you will find the welcome." And then he talks about the community of faith that is supposed to be welcoming. It's at this point our gospel for today opens up. And there's this umbrella verse that gives the theme for the day. Jesus tells his disciples that when they go out, whoever welcomes you welcomes me, Jesus. And whoever welcomes me, Jesus, welcomes the Father who sent you. Now that's the theme for the day. And after he establishes that tone, then he goes on and he gives three concrete examples on how the church or the community of faith or the town or the whatever is supposed to be welcoming to outsiders and strangers who come into their midst. Now he gives three examples. First example, whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive the reward of a prophet. You can easily translate that as whoever welcomes a prophet because he is a prophet will receive the prophet's reward. We receive the prophet who brings to us God's word. And when we receive the prophet, we will receive the benefits of God's word. So, welcome that outsider who comes into your midst and preaches the gospel, which is exactly what is happening today. I, as a Lutheran, am coming into your midst to share with you the good news that God can be found. And he can be found in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, that's the first example in this morning's gospel. Second one's a little trickier. The second one says, person comes into your midst. Whoever welcomes a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous and will have that blessing. Well, now, who's a righteous person? I suspect that when you run that through your mind, you think of a righteous person as someone who is morally wholesome or someone who is morally perfect. But that's not what Jesus means here. In the Hebrew religion, a righteous person is always an outsider who comes into the community of faith and offers them a gift. How many of you have been to a Holocaust museum, especially like one in Israel or one of those places? I visited the one in Israel, and there, as you walk down the promenade, go into the main entrance, there's a row of trees, this grove of trees. Now, these trees are dedicated to the righteous. And then it lists the names of the righteous to whom the trees are dedicated. And what these are German people who saved the Jewish people during World War II. They were Germans who hid Jews in their homes. They were Germans who helped the Jewish people escape Nazi atrocities and helped them move on to Sweden or Norway or other countries. A righteous person was always an outsider, a Gentile, who comes into the Jewish court and offers the community a saving favor or a saving event or deed. Jesus says, when a righteous comes into our assembly, we will receive the reward of the righteous. And then he wraps it up with a third example. And he says, listen, whenever you welcome the least of these, the least, the word in Greek is mikron. You can hear the word mikron. Whoever welcomes the least of these and gives that person a cup of cold water, they will not lose their reward. This I would compare probably to those homeless Christians that surround us in a community. We need to be welcoming the least of our brethren, the least of our sisters, welcoming them into the community of faith. And by extension, isn't it true that we should be welcoming any neighbor in need? As they come to us, we should be welcoming, reaching out to them, sharing the same love of Jesus Christ that we ourselves have received. After all, isn't that why Jesus came in the first place? Why was he sending disciples out as missionaries throughout Galilee? Well, it was their job to proclaim, to tell others that Jesus is coming, the kingdom of God is near, and if you want to find out what God is like, look in the face of Jesus Christ, and look at what Jesus did in his ministry. Jesus was always hanging around with the wrong type of people. Jesus was always hanging around with those who were socially outcast, those who were on the outside of the pale of what they thought decent Hebrew religion was. And so Jesus was always stretching the boundaries of the community of faith, reaching out to others. And the ultimate act of reaching out was Jesus dying on the cross. In the simplest of terms, Jesus gives up life on the cross so that you and I can be welcomed into the family of God, into God's kingdom. He is dying for sinners like you and me, people who do not deserve that sacrifice. In no way do we deserve the welcome into the family of God, but God does it because that's the nature of God. terrible debate over what's the role of immigrants, or who can be allowed inside our country, and who should be kept out by a ban. We have all kinds of issues that we are facing today. And Jesus tells us, as a community of faith, we need to welcome our neighbor in need.
Church. How ironic that here we are.
my doorstep. We get so caught up that we don't even recognize who our neighbor is. Or we don't recognize that outsider who comes into our community. Or we don't recognize that neighbor who has a special need. But our Lord tells us that we are His. He has been welcomed into the family of God. And then He sends us out